Chapter 1. The Land and the People. In the beginning there was no land, just water and sky. The animals lived above the solid rock vault that formed the sky, but they were very crowded. A little water beetle, Beaver's grandchild, volunteered to see what was below the water. The little beetle found soft mud and brought it to the surface, where it began to grow and form the island that became the earth. But the earth had to dry and become firm before the animals could make their homes there. The great buzzard went down to see if it was ready, and he flew low over the land. By the time he reached the Cherokee country, he was tired, and his wings struck the ground, making valleys and mountains. When the animals finally descended to their new home, it was dark. Therefore, they placed the sun on a track to cross the island every day from east to west before slipping under the vault of the sky, and their conjurers, or priests, raised it 7 times until it was high enough to provide light and warmth without burning the earth's new inhabitants. This land of mountains and valleys and gentle sun was the home of the Cherokees. The first human beings to live in this land, a brother and a sister, came after the plants and animals. When the brother struck his sister with a fish, which the Cherokees associate with fertility, she began to give birth to a child every 7 days until there were so many people, they feared, that the world could not hold them all. Consequently, women began to bear no more than 1 child a year, and the Cherokees' world was safe, at least until the Europeans came. When the Europeans first arrived in 1540, the Cherokees still lived in the mountains that the newcomers called the Appalachians, after an unrelated tribe, the Apalaches, who lived to the south. Like the Cherokees, the Europeans believed that their ancestors, Adam and Eve, had lived in a paradise created for them, but their God had expelled them from the Garden of Eden for a flaw with which Cherokees would become